Coming up on this episode of HTNR, we kick off the show with a journey back to 1954 in a TV set that would cost over $11,000 in today's dollars. Rune rocks the AV world with an affordable new music server. LG apparently is changing up the kind of LCD panel it will use in some of its QNET TVs this year. Klipsch kicks off a fun Marvel campaign. A new flagship speaker is launched by a company that's trying to make a statement. And we explore the latest in movie sales, disc numbers, deals, and so much more. Hey there, folks. Well, it is that time of the week again. Time for another episode of HTNR, that is Home Theater News Review. My name is Todd Anderson, editor at the Home Theater Forum, avnirvana.com, coming to you from the nation's capital on a very chilly March morning, just wishing for some warm weather, dry weather to blow into the region. You can watch this podcast on our YouTube channel or listen to it on Spotify and iTunes. And if you have a moment, if you could please leave us a review, because that helps other people find us. And of course, come hang out in our home theater community at avnirvana.com. Today is March 25th, 2024. And yeah, we've paddled our way into spring, albeit not a warm spring, but we're there and we're getting closer to some fun industry events. Expona, which is a big two-channel stereo show that's held in the outskirts of Chicago. Well, that's going to take flight on April 12th. And then just a little bit further down the road, we have M-Wave. That's a home theater show that's going to be landing in June. I'm sure we have some others sprinkled in there. So lots to look forward to on the expo front. All right, let's hop into the time machine. And now we find ourselves back on March 25th, 1954, just 70 short years ago. I mean, it's really not that long ago if you think about it. RCA was launching the CT100, that is the first color TV set for consumers. And this was a 15-inch TV that cost $1,000. In terms of today's money, that is $11,000. $500. So you had to have some decent cash on hand to bring one of these into your home. The TV featured a backwards compatibility that allowed it to show black and white broadcasts, and it did that tapping two sets of circuits in the TV console. And with that came some unwanted side effects like image blur and ghosting. And as a result, the CT100 took some shots in the press. Consumer Reports proclaimed, and I quote, "Only an invertate and well-heeled experimenter should let the advertisements seduce him into being among the very first to own a color TV set." And that kind of comment obviously is a huge red flag with early adopter warnings written all over it. RCA's pricing wasn't too far off the mark, because other color TV sets soon landed, and we saw Westinghouse had a model that came out at $1,295. Sylvania, remember that brand? They dropped one at $1,150, and Emerson had a rental program that cost $200 for the first month, $75 for every month thereafter. So for the first year, you were landing right around $1,000. And if you kept it, that price kept going up. And here's a fun headline taken from the New York Times during the summer of 1954. They said, "Set buying lags, public scene awaiting larger screens, lower prices." I guess times haven't changed all that much, have they? All right, let's jump back to the present and take a look at what's happening in the world of home theater. Rune probably captured the most attention last week with its announcement of a new wallet-friendly streaming server that's turnkey ready. Back at CES 2024, Rune unveiled its gorgeous new flagship server, the Nucleus Titan, which carries a price tag that starts at $3,699, and that is a hefty chunk of change, particularly considering that there are plenty of Rune fans who have managed to construct highly affordable DIY music servers all on their own, and there's instructions how to do this right out there on the net. So Rune's answer is a new server priced at $499. It's called the Nucleus One, and it comes in a ready-to-use package complete with a commercial-grade chassis, two USB-A ports, and an audio-only HDMI port. It also has space for two 2.5-inch SATA drives that can offer up to 8 terabytes of storage, which, in terms of movies, not that much, but when we're talking about high-res audio, you could fit about 43,000 tracks onto those drives. So it's a fairly sizable music library that you can put onto the Nucleus One. Now, if you're wondering what is Room, well, this is a tough one. It's a subscription-based service that really is not all that super easy to explain, but at its core, it's basically a multi-device, multi-room music software platform that organizes your digital music. And that's whether it's music from streaming services like Tidal and Cobuz, or music that you have stored on drives within your home. It basically acts as an operational hub that allows you to play music to your Room compatible music systems that you have placed around your home. So if you're a music fan with music spread over several different sources, go check it out. It might be something that you would consider buying into. Okay, so this next story echoes a little bit of what we discussed last week with Samsung and its use of two different panel technologies in a line of OLED TVs this year. Well, this time we're talking about another big name in the industry. That's LG and some of its 2024 LCD TVs. The company recently showed off its new QNED89T. That's QNED89T TV. It's a 98-inch model that uses quantum nanocell mini LED technology, and that was shown off at a show event in Germany. LG has a history of using what are called IPS LCD panels in its LCD TVs, and IPS stands for in plane switching. And these panels are known for having better wide viewing angles, which is a problem with LCD technology. So as you move off axis, LCD TVs have a tendency to wash out a little bit. And so their colors aren't quite as bright. Contrast isn't as good. And IPS is LG's answer to that. Well, as reported by Flat Panels HD, who was at the German event, the QNED89T uses a VA LCD panel, which stands for vertical alignment. These panels have better contrast than IPS panels, but off-axis viewing takes a bit of a hit in terms of overall quality. But this is a panel of choice that's used by most of the big brands on the market. We're talking about the Samsungs and the Sonys of the world. Apparently, VA LCD panels will also make their way into LG's QNED 90T and 91T models, which are also premium TVs in LG's lineup. But there's a catch. There's always a catch, right? LG told Flat Panels HD that it can't promise that these models will only feature VA panels. Okay, so here's where the problem arises. IPS might also come into play depending on the screen size or region where you're buying the TV. And according to Flat Panels HD, the company's 86-inch model will always feature IPS technology. So it gets confusing really quickly. And it appears that we have another panel lottery situation on our hands. So, you know, if we're looking at this news with realistic eyes, I think maybe 98, even 99% of buyers likely won't care, or at least they won't know to care. But just to play devil's advocate, I'd argue that many buyers will likely read reviews before they make a purchasing decision. And if the reviewer doesn't disclose what kind of panel was used on the TV that they're reviewing, and if LG isn't going to go through the trouble of disclosing panel type, well, you know, basically buyers are left to twist in the wind, and those who've done some smart research or research they think is smart will end up purchasing something that they didn't really research. So, you know, it could be something that's actually radically different than what they've read about. So we'll keep tabs on this story. If we get any updates or if there's any changes to this, we'll update that information. Klipsch and Marvel Animation have joined forces to celebrate the launch of a new 10-episode series called X-Men 97. The show is crafted to mimic the look and feel of a cartoon you'd see back in the 1990s, and the first two episodes of the series launched last week on Disney+. As the show's official home speaker brand, Klipsch is launching a really interesting and fun marketing campaign that embraces the X-Men universe. The campaign is already underway with X-Men characters on parts of the company's website, creating this kind of, I think it's a pretty cool bridge for fans of both brands to explore what the other has to offer. And throughout the show, Klipsch will run a series of sweepstakes themed to the collaboration. So keep your eye on Klipsch's social media channels and also on their website for more details on that. And as a little bit of a fun treat, Klipsch has pulled together two curated Spotify playlists that embrace the musical vibes of the 90s. You can find links to both of those playlists. One is called Your Gifted 90s Walkman, and the other is a 90s metallic mixed tape. You can find a link to those right down in the show notes. And I gave the Walkman playlist a listen while I wrote a news piece about this story last week. And I thought it was a really fun listen, so it's definitely worth checking out. And our last news story of the week comes out of Atlantic Technology, which announced a new flagship speaker series. They're designated as the 8600i series, consisting of a tower and a center channel. A few years ago, we covered the launch of the 8600e series, and I remember being really blown away by the sheer size of the center channel. It was something like 38 inches wide, weighing in at 92 or 93 pounds, and that was only like 20 pounds short of what the tower speakers weighed. So it's massive. Well, Atlantic Technology's new spin on the line lightens things up just a little bit. The new 8600IC center is just 46.6 pounds, and the 8600ILR tower speaker lands at 88 pounds, but press materials indicate that Atlantic really wants you to know that it's still trying to push quality to the forefront. With an internally braced non-resonant MDF cabinet that features rounded elements on its edges to reduce diffraction and a tweeter that's more aligned with ear level when a listener is seated. The speaker also can play deeper, dropping down another 20 hertz from last year's model down to a specified low-end output of 30 hertz, which is a number that says to me it will play really well to the vast majority of music, with the exceptions being maybe super deep and heavy drum and bass, rap, maybe some techno, but most music will play really cleanly on these. Atlantic says that it has redesigned drivers and crossover components while keeping some of the technologies from the 8600E series intact, like a placement selector switch that attenuates sound output to accommodate where you are placing the speaker within a room. We have lots more details in our story featured on our forum's homepage, so go over there and check it out. Pricing lands at $6,000 for the towers, and that's per pair, and $2,000 for the center channel. And folks, look, if you're looking to save some coin and you're interested in these speakers, just use Nirvana at checkout and you will get 15% off your order. And that stands true for any product sold by Atlantic Technology. So definitely go over and check those out. Alrighty, shifting gears to movies and AV Nirvana's disc critic, Michael Scott. He published two new reviews last week, headlined by a new release from Shout Studios. It's a 4K makeover of Tom Selleck's Western called Quigley Down Under. This is a 1990s film that Scott calls one of the best westerns of the decade. He showers quite a bit of praise on the release for its audio and video attributes. It sounds like this one is definitely worth checking out, and I can't for the life of me remember this movie being released back in the 90s, but apparently it is pretty good. So I'm definitely putting this on my watch list. He also reviewed season 7 of Rick and Morty on Blu-ray. So head over to our forum homepage and give them a read. Let the community know what you think. On to recent disc sales numbers and data for the week ending March 16th, 2024 is looking a tad more normal as compared to what we were seeing last year. DVDs accounted for 51% of sales, with 4K discs landing at about 17.5%. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is the number one disc title, followed by another newly released film called Wish. Oppenheimer is number three. Wonka and Migration both take up the fourth and fifth spots. The Abyss, True Lies, and Aliens are at number 12, 13, and 14 on the overall sales charts. And while Aquaman was the best-selling 4K disc, The Abyss, True Lies, and Aliens are numbers 2, 3, and 4 in that order. Barbie, that's fallen off the top 20 disc list. Roadhouse, according to JustWatch.com, is the number one streaming movie. Number two is Poor Things, followed by An Anatomy of a Fall. Ghostbusters Afterlife making another reappearance. I wonder why. And American Fiction, it comes in at number five. Dune Part One and Oppenheimer are sitting outside the top five at numbers 6 and 7, respectively. And the number one streaming TV show is currently Quiet on Set: The Dark Side of Kids TVs, which digs into some pretty crazy stuff that happened at Nickelodeon. That's available on Fubo and Max. And as a side note, I actually watched this series over the last week. You know, it's disappointing, it's disturbing, it's surprising, it's frankly not all that surprising, all of those things all wrapped together. And if you're a parent, it's worth watching just as a reminder of what you're up against when it comes to your own children's safety. I found it to be a very sobering watch, and I would just say proceed with some caution if you're sensitive to this kind of subject. For you Kaleidoscape owners out there, Bob Marley's One Love and Land of Bad are both available for purchase and download in 4K. You also find special pricing on the Ghostbusters franchise, all three movies, where you can score them in 4K for just a few pennies under $24. That's for a package deal. They also have a new sale running on recently released titles, including The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I picked up a really interesting documentary released by the National Geographic called Fire of Love. Apparently, it's a romance story about people who like to get really close to active volcanoes. Look, if you're Kaleidoscape curious, head over to their website for more details on all of those. Now for disc deals of the week. I've got two high dollar and one low dollar recommendations for you. You can pre-order Jason Statham in Beekeeper right now on Amazon. That is actually going to be our next Base Hunters episode that should be landing tomorrow. So keep an eye out for that. That currently can be pre-ordered for $27.95 and will be released on disc May 28th. And since this week marks the start of Major League Baseball here in the United States mainland, might I suggest picking up Major League in 4K? That right now is on sale for $22.98 on Amazon. And if you're just looking to add something to your collection without dropping more than 10 or 11 bucks, check down in the description for a link over to Cloverfield in 4K on Amazon. Now, this is different than the original release of Cloverfield in 4K. This one is a multi-format pack that gives you the film on 4K disc, Blu-ray disc, DVD disc, and you get a digital code, and it's only $10.99. That is a big time deal of the week, and that's opposed to what the regular 4K disc is selling for right now, and that's $19.99. So you save money, you get more. The only catch is you have to wait until May for its release, but you can put that order in now and you'll be surprised in May when you have forgotten that you actually ordered it and it shows up on your doorstep. Links to all three of those films are down in the description below. And for featured gear deals of the week, this week I have some AVR recommendations for those of you who are looking to just maximize your buck with something that is coming out of a box, not something that you're buying used from somebody else. Denon has its own in-house refurbished program that comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and that includes a free shipping label that Denon will send you. If you receive something from them and you're not happy with it, they'll take it back. Sounds pretty good, right? So if you're not happy, it can go back and you gain access to your funds and all as well. So let's take look at this in terms of different budget categories. If you'd like to keep expenditures under $500, we're talking pretty low in the AVR chain, you can buy the X1700H, that's a 7.2 channel receiver, for just $699, and that carries an MSRP of $700. Stepping up just a little bit, you can score another 7.2 channel receiver that possesses just a little bit more kick in the power department for $699. That's the X2700H. And if you're looking just to blow this up and go as big as possible, you can save $500 on the AVR X4800H. That's a 9.4 channel receiver with 125 watts per channel. They're offering it refurbished for $19.99. And if you want the same channel count, but perhaps you have mains that have an active bass section, or if you have speakers that are like clip speakers that are super sensitive and you don't have to have high output amplifier to drive them pretty well, you can dial back the budget just a little bit and go for the X3800H that's landing right now refurbished at $1,299. I think those are really amazing deals. I'll drop links to all of those down in the description. Go check them out and don't shy away from refurbished gear, especially when it's coming from a manufacturer with a solid reputation, which is definitely the case with Denon. And my friends, that is a wrap for the week beginning March 25th, 2024. Be kind to each other out there, and I'll see you over on the forum at avnirvana.com.